of October 2018. It's the end of a fabulous show, AWE. It's the third time in Europe. I found a voluntary laureate who has become the winner of one of the most prestigious awards in this area. He's going to present himself.
Hi, I'm Richard Vinson. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Fundamental VR, and our platform is called Fundamental Surgery.
And you did something many people have never thought about 10 years ago. You try to be in business, but you try to help the people as well. How come?
Well, I think, you know, technology is amazing, but you've got to find a big problem to solve. Otherwise, it's kind of peripheral. So I was really looking for, when we were looking at the immersive space and technology that was coming through, we were looking for what's the really big can't walk away from problem that's around there. And we landed with surgery and medical training. You know, there's been a problem for 150 years, which is it's difficult, inaccurate and time consuming and really expensive to train surgeons. So we're trying to democratize that using virtual reality and haptic feedback.
What is your personal background by being intrigued by this idea?
So I'm not medically trained at all, so I have an amazing medical panel around me, but I'm not medically trained. They often laugh at the fact I don't know the terminology. My background is a technologist, so when the mobile industry looked a lot like VR does today, I was in mobile, looking for application there. And as the VR and immersive tech industry started to emerge, it caught my eye, and I could really see that it was going to change the human computing interface. The question was, where do you apply it?
But maybe not having been a specialist in the area might have been an advantage.
I think so. Yeah, you can ask the stupid questions, and it's okay, and you can keep asking the silly questions. And also, you can approach things from left field, because you go, well, why not? And I think when you start asking the why not question, you start to get to solutions which people just hadn't imagined. That means that, you know, with our platform, Fundamental Surgery, the cost of that to a surgeon or to a hospital is about a tenth of what the industry currently has.
Although you're doing fascinating technology, and the thing I'm most intrigued by is the responsibility which you take in this job.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with human lives here and patient outcomes, and ultimately it's all about patient outcomes and improving that. It does come with a heavy responsibility, and you know, I share that with an amazing team. Technology team is awesome. Our medical team is drawn from 10, 12 different medical institutions and growing, and it's that kind of cross-company and cross-institutional capability that really reduces the impact of that on me personally. You know, as a company, we've got to have the best product that delivers the best learning outcome so that we can have the best surgeons delivering the best patient outcome.
Although you're staying in UK, you're ruling the digital waves again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's about being a global platform. And if we're going to democratize surgical training, we have to take it around the world. So we've built our platform as a SaaS-based model. It can go anywhere. We're going where the markets are most developed to start with, to get a foothold. But, you know, when I'm going to be really excited is when this is in Ghana, in parts of the Middle East, where there just is no access to training at the moment.
But the cultural differences are so enormous, and maybe they're even clashes of culture. How do you deal with those?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of cultural, technical, scientific differences that you see in different markets. I think the great thing about a VR-based platform is once you've built the core assets, adjusting those to adapt to those different markets is relatively easy to do. So we'll just roll with those as we move into those other spaces. You know, like any good product, you've got to listen to the customers and to the users a lot and make those changes that are necessary. So we'll continue to do that.
Up to now, what has been your most intriguing adventure in this job?
Oh, without doubt, it's the development of the haptic interface. So surgery is 50% sight and 50% touch. So if you don't have touch, you don't have a training device. So mapping the human body, and we haven't finished that job at all, but mapping the human body to replicate tissue interaction with different tools is an incredibly hard thing to do. And it takes up half of my team's energy to do that, but it's an amazing thing. When you feel a virtual patient for the first time, the reaction we get universally is outstanding. People are just flabbergasted by the fact that you can now see, feel, touch, and be in a virtual operating theatre, and then have complete control over that. And most importantly, we can measure everything that the users are doing, so we know exactly the outcomes of their interactions.
And nearly the last question, what has been the most intriguing failure?
Oh, good question. I think some of the early hardware a couple of years ago, didn't really deliver what we hoped it might do for us. So we had to iterate around that, and also, you know, keep our eyes, as we still do, on where it's going, not where it's at. Again, if I go back to the mobile market as an example, you know, when I started in that space, there was no smartphones, there was no picture messaging, there was no color screens, but you could see what that was going to do to that market. And I think the same is true with immersive tech. It's going to change the computer-human interface, and we keep our eyes on that prize and how that works.
The last question is even more intriguing, but maybe even more fun for your mind. Imagine all the questions which I haven't asked. Imagine one of those you would have liked to answer and give the answer to that one.
So where's the real value in this? Where's the real value? Other than the idea that better patient outcomes is good for everybody, the real value is about having precise understanding of capability. At the moment, most capability in the surgical world is measured by observation. What we can do is make that precise and continue to track it through. So validation and measurement of skill in an impartial, clean way is going to be one of the biggest parts of the outcome of this, at the journey's end when the data is in place.
Congratulations.
A pleasure. Really nice to meet you, and great to be here. And we're so pleased to get this Impact Award.